This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
We're going to be talking about the Blazers tomorrow because the number one pick is coming to Portland.
Yes. No.
Well, come on.
Probably not.
Come on. Then what do you have that on for?
I'm trying to put some good juju out there.
Then why would you? How are you going to put good juju and be like, nope, that's not going to happen?
Well, I'm trying.
Listen, and I've been the one.
I'm trying, all right?
I've been the one guy.
I'm dead inside.
No, I've been the one guy that's been here like, that's not going to happen for us. We're the Blazers. It's not going to happen. Now that I've come around, both of you jerks are like, nah, not going to happen. No, I'm not as optimistic anymore. Though.
This is more so a good omen for a top four pick. If we got the number one pick.
Who are you guys, man?
My God.
These aren't the guys I remember talking about. It's going to happen. It can happen.
Each one of those 11 out of 12 wins in that stretch, January to February, whatever it was, took about a 0.5% chance each time away from the Blazers getting that number one
pick. I want
pick,
you guys to do
okay?
The Paul Pierce. If we do get the number one pick, y'all got to walk here in your robes.
You know what?
And in your socks.
You know what?
Listen, that wasn't part
from
of...
From Wilsonville? No, I'm serious.
You've got to walk five blocks.
Wilsonville.
You've got to walk.
Oh, screw that. I will walk from Wilsonville if the Blazers get the number one
overall
pick.
Folks.
He's not doing it.
Oh, I would. No. Joe? Tape me. I'll effing do it.
He's not doing
it. Oh, you
heard it here,
folks.
I'm looking this up.
Unbelievable.
That'd be like a 3 hour, 3.5 hour walk, four and a half hour walk.
No, Paul Pierce's took like 8 hours.
Yeah.
It was a long one.
Honestly, listen, I wanted to bring this up, and thank you for actually mentioning it, because I was thinking about it earlier this week when he said he was going to do that, and then he actually did it. Not a lot of people follow through on their word on something like that, on a sports bet.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, the fact that Paul Pierce, with as big of his name of a name as he is, he easily could have been like, I'm not doing that.
I was just playing.
Yeah. He actually did it.
He did.
He effing
gotta
did
love
it.
Truth. Man.
I couldn't believe it.
Truth, that's his name.
He is the truth. He is the truth. When I saw the video, like, one, I saw him post the picture of, like, how long of a walk it was going to be, and it was like, yeah, 8 hours and 20 minutes
that
or something
ass.
Like that. I was just like, he's not doing that. And then the video shows up of him walking and actually doing that. I'm like, oh, my God. I was like, you know what, Paul Pierce, you have earned a lot of respect.
100%.
After, yeah.
100%.
Standing by your word.
And his socks, like, yeah, you're a beast for doing that.
That
man.
Is unreal.
So, yes, Jordan, I don't want you to walk from Wilsonville because that's insane. You'd
no,
have to leave
he
your
said
house
it.
At-
it's about this. I think it's a 25-mile trek.
A seven-hour walk.
So it's less than Paul Pierce's.
It's a seven-hour walk.
And I'm assuming I'd have to go like 99W or some S like that because I can't walk on I-5.
Yeah, you are. You're just going to walk down I-5?
No. I don't want to die.
Yeah, you wouldn't go I-5. You would walk on that one. And again, I'm doing this. This is from the Ram Restaurant and Brew House.
That's close enough to where I live.
That intersection right there.
Okay.
You can drive to the Ram.
No.
You get a pregame beer.
I'm not sure I want one at that point.
And then
be sober.
Yeah,
you'll have to
take a little Boone's Ferry way, cut through Tualatin by Tualatin High School, take Boone's Ferry all the way.
That's fairly safe. There's sidewalks the whole way.
Cut through Bridgeport.
You heard it here, folks.
No, seriously, if the Blazers, I'm dead serious. If the Portland Trail Blazers get the number one overall pick, they have a 3.7% chance to, I will walk to my next shift. Whatever Boone's that is.
Ferry through Lake Oswego, all the way through Lake Oswego. There are some elevation climbs there, bud.
Yeah, you're not wrong, brother. There's, I think through Lake O, and then once again getting up past Barber Boulevard.
Up through Taylor's Ferry Road, and then you'll hit McAdam, and then, yeah.
I want you to go live on the fans' Instagram.
Well, I sure hope it happens.
Yeah.
And it might be the last that we see of Jordan Schultz, quite honestly. A seven-hour walk from Wilsonville to Portland. 7 hour, 28 minutes is what it says.
Yeah.
We should have an Instagram watch party for the draft lottery together and see what happens.
Yeah, I know that we were trying to do plans for a lottery party like we had done the previous couple years, but it did not come to fruition this year. I think just the excitement around the lottery this year, where the Blazers like kind of sort of had a chance, the Wemby year, and then
really close.
And then last year it was on Mother's Day. It was on a Sunday, so we didn't do anything then. But yeah, the lottery is tomorrow. I probably at like what 4, 5 o'clock before
something
one
like
of,
that.
Before one of the playoff games. I don't know.
So like I guess yeah, if the Blazers get number one, I have the Tuesday night shift for me. That Hot Corner show, I'd have to start at like what?
No, you got to do it for us.
Noon.
You got to do it for Sports Sunday.
You have to start before noon.
Well, yeah, but see, and
yeah, no, make it a Sunday. Yeah,
nah.
Sports Sunday.
No, nah, you got to.
So
it
I got to start at midnight.
Yeah,
that's
midnight, 1 a.m.
Yep, that is so dangerous. Come on, you guys don't want me out there in the dark.
How about this?
The proclamation was made on this show, and it has to be.
I got to do it during the day. Come on, you don't want me. Dead on the side of the
How
road.
How about this?
Right? Just wear a
this?
Highlighter vest, you know,
no,
with the...
You can walk halfway, and I'll come pick you up from the other half for the show on Sunday.
Absolutely not. No.
No.
Nope.
That's you walk not halfway.
It's not part of it. Nope.
I'm squelching on my bet.
I'm trying to
help. Do that.
Oh, God. Well, you know, praise to the basketball gods that, again, just give us a top four. That's the most I'm hoping for.
16.9% chance for a top four.
Well, and I was also going through the like an article on ESPN the other day. Like, if the team A ends up in this spot, who do they pick? And seeing the difference between the 8th and 10th best odds, because the Blazers had to flip a coin with the Suns for either the 9th or 10th. Best odds, and of course, in Blazers fashion, they lost the coin toss, so they got the 10th. But they were jockeying with the Spurs, who got the 8th best odds. The difference of a top four pick when you have that 8th slot versus the 10th is like 15% or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Spurs have a 25-26% chance at a top four pick, and the Blazers have like a 12 or something like that. And
we're
I was
going
like,
with
God,
that 12.
I was like, that is just.
They got 17, but it might as well be 12.
We're all in.
And then the 17, if you have the Spurs pulled up, what?
Yeah, 26.3.
Listen, so, okay, you're looking at
more than likely he's
a 9% difference between.
That's a big jump.
Coop is going to go to either us or the Spurs. And if he goes to the Spurs, God help us.
He better, dude.
Oh, my
God. I swear to God.
God help us.
If the Spurs jump up, because, 26.3% chance. And that is a two-game separation, by the way, from the Blazers to the Spurs.
How unfair would that be?
Two freaking games.
How unfair would that be?
I swear to God.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America. Yeah.